Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app. See?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily podcast on the Detroit Lions, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
The preseason is over. We plate this dish on a Friday, September 2nd, another edition of Locked On Lions, your exclusive Lions-only podcast. Matt Derry with you, and thanks for listening on audioboom.com and on iTunes. Please, if you subscribe or haven't subscribed, please do. And you'll get Lions content throughout the season. Locked On Lions is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets and use the promo code LOLIONS to get a $20 rebate on your first purchase. Matt Derry with you. Thanks for joining me on this special edition of Locked On Lions. Last night, I'll be completely honest with the audience, okay? Last night, I attended the U of D Jesuit High football game. My Cubs... All right, as they knocked off Ann Arbor Pioneer, and I got home late, and I had to sit down and review the tape. I had to watch the tape and watch the game so I could do the podcast for the final preseason game against the Buffalo Bills. Usually, as you guys know, if you follow along on the podcast, you'll get the podcast late at night or heading to work the next day. But I really wanted to dissect what was going to happen in this, as Jim Caldwell put it, all-important fourth preseason game. And also look at the roster and what could be happening either today or into tomorrow with roster cuts. So you're getting sort of a special edition, a little bit later edition today of Locked On Lions. Hopefully those of you that are at work can tune it in, or on your way home today, you could check out this edition of Locked On Lions, or even tomorrow, because a lot of this material is going to be very, very important. But what did I see from the Lions in this 31-0 victory over the Buffalo Bills? Well, I think it's pretty simple. I want to start at the quarterback position. There's a notion out there that Jake Rudock, a sixth-round draft choice, you know, had to play very well last night just to earn his roster spot, and had to show that he was sort of inconsistent at times in the preseason. Roster spot? Jake Rudock should be a lock to make this football team. Okay, now I'm no Michigan slappy. I'm not one of these Wolverine fans that, oh, you know, Jake Rudock is the second coming of he's going to be the next Tom Brady. No. Nothing like that. But just eye test for me and an opportunity to watch and see what this guy does. Jake Rudock belongs on this 53-man roster. So, you know, last night you saw 14 out of 23. 171 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. But you saw a guy, again, in an eye test situation, just watching the game. I know it's the fourth preseason game. I know what I said yesterday about abolishing the fourth preseason game and getting rid of it, which they should. But he looks the part. He looks the part of a developmental quarterback who can either be a number 2 or number 3 in this league. He's safe with the football. He makes good decisions. He might not have the best arm, which he doesn't. He might not move and run around in the pocket like, you know, a Kaepernick. It's a terrible example, but you know what I mean. Or a Teddy Bridgewater, another bad example. Or a John Elway used to. Or a Joe Montana used to. Okay, we're not talking about Jake Rudock pushing Matthew Stafford anytime soon. But pushing Dan Orlovsky and making the roster, you know, 100%, yes. Now, you might be driving in your car right now going, wait a minute. Man, I'm a huge Lions fan. It's the fourth preseason game. Relax. No, watch what he does on the field. Watch Jake Rudock and the steady growth that he's made. And I know that Dan Orlovsky's been around 11 years. So? If they cut Dan Orlovsky today or tomorrow and kept Rudock as the backup, I wouldn't have that big of a deal, big of a problem with it. Backup quarterbacks in this league, many of them aren't very good. And why not? If this roster spot, if there's so many guys, and there are a lot of guys, and we're going to discuss coming up in a little bit, we're going to discuss the roster and how many guys stay and go and everything else. But if this roster is, has so many different guys on it that could make it, and there's depth, and the Bob Quinn draft looks good, and the Bob Quinn undrafted free agent class looks pretty good. If we're talking about having to keep Dan Orlovsky over somebody that can really help, I'd keep Rudock. Now, I'm not demanding it. I would have no issue if they kept three quarterbacks and, you know, Jake Rudock made his case to be on it. He should be on the roster. If he's not the backup, not the end of the world. But I do believe, I really do, I do believe Jake Rudock has to be on this roster. I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about it. None at all. Okay? You could tweet to me, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, with your reaction to that. And, of course, check us out on Facebook, the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook. If you're on Facebook as well, check out the Locked On podcast page that's there. And also, it's on LinkedIn as well. All right? Rudock probably is very inexperienced. Not probably, he is. But just remember the Utah game last year and how bad he was for Michigan in the opener, and I remember being on the air at 105.1 ripping him, saying, this is the quarterback at Michigan? He's terrible. But I've watched him now over the last year, how much better he got under Jim Harbaugh, and you got to give Harbaugh and his staff at Michigan an immense amount of credit. Timmy Drevno, that whole staff, look what they've done with Rudock. And now with the Lions, maybe Jim Bob Cooter has helped him. Maybe Jim Caldwell, gasp, has helped him because he looks like a guy that belongs. He was sharp. After the game, Caldwell got a little snippy with the media because they were asking about Rudock's chances, and he just kept saying, if we kept two, this is what we'll do, and if we keep three, this is what we'll do. But I really thought that he showed a lot of improvement in the preseason, and last night, you know, the throw to Billingsley across his body, the way he lofted the one pass to, I think it was Jay Lee in the end zone, couple of strikes that he threw. He had the whole, as Jim Price would say, arsenal going last night. He did. He looked all right. So I don't think there's any question he's got to make this team and be on this team's 53-man roster. I want to send out an apology right now. I said yesterday, and sort of tongue-in-cheek, this organization better play Dwayne Washington and play him a lot. And they did. And the running back responded in a big way. Did he not? Dwayne Washington did everything you would want and more in running the football for the Detroit Lions as the rookie scampered 58 yards for a touchdown on his first carry. Totally showed that he has speed, he has power, he's got to make this team. And you know what? He's got to play. Give him an opportunity out there to go. This is not a team that's chock full of Marcus Allens and Barry Sanders. So Dwayne Washington last night got the start at running back, thank goodness. Played against a few twos and a few ones and whatever else that the Bills have thrown out there. And Buffalo is terrible, by the way. Terrible. But with that being said, that run down the left sideline was impressive. So I liked what I saw from Dwayne Washington, and he certainly helped himself last night in a big way. By the way, you want to help yourself with buying tickets? Go to SeatGeek, guys. Buying tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. You're right. It has been. So what do we do about it? When it's hard to find the best deal for that game or you got to go to these other websites, don't do it. But SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. All right. I was on the SeatGeek app the other day. Tribes coming to town to take on the Tigers. Got to check out what's there. What's there is good-priced and fair-priced tickets on SeatGeek. The app's right there on my phone. And again, I looked at it the other day to check out Tribe and Tiger stuff. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. You hear me? Concerts, shows, check out SeatGeek. All right? They're amazing. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you. They search multiple ticket sites, ensure that you get the best possible deal. They do it all. Just check them out. All right, for my listeners, you get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. So it's simple. All right, you got to do this. Download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click on add a promo code. Enter promo code LO Lions. That's LO Lions. Enter promo code LO Lions. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. It's all right there for you at SeatGeek. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LO Lions today. All right, thanks to the folks and our friends at SeatGeek. All right, as far as the rest of the 53-man roster looks, and how it's going to look, I'll say this. I was an Andre Roberts fan because I liked him with the Cardinals. He might be a little undersized, but he's a veteran with speed. Last night, two drop passes. What is this franchise going to do? What is Bob Quinn going to do about carrying receivers? Because we know this. Marvin Jones is in. All right? He's a lock. Golden Tate is in. He's a lock. TJ Jones, you would think, is in. He's a lock. And Anquan Boldin. I thought Andre Roberts would be the fifth guy, and maybe you would carry a Jay Lee or a Jace Billingsley or a Quinshon Davis on the practice squad. There's still a chance that two of those three guys could be on the practice squad. But here last night, Jace Billingsley made a case for himself. All right? Probably going to be on the practice squad. But he gave Jim Caldwell and that coaching staff some, you know, sleepless nights here. Because he caught seven balls for 80 yards. He had a nice one-handed touchdown catch on the Rudock play. Fought off defensive backs all night. He was on punt returns. He was on kick returns. And he looks like he can play. Now, again, you're going, undrafted guy, undersized, like, really? I don't know if Jace Billingsley is going to make the team. But he has to be on the practice squad. And Jay Lee is a guy that has to be either on the 53-man roster, the receiver from Oregon, or the practice squad. Those two guys are keepers. And I would keep, I don't know, you know, I heard Herman Moore in the postgame last night on Fox 2 say it. I really believe that Lee, and I know Lee wears Herman's number, so maybe he's kind of homering it up for him, but number 84, look at his size. He may be your fifth receiver. Like I said, Roberts with two drops last night didn't help himself. And he's a veteran player. I get it, Andre Roberts. But you know what? Let's go younger. This is a year of observation anyway. If you're the Lions, I'd keep Lee as my fifth receiver. I'd keep Billingsley on the practice squad. And maybe Davis as well. Look good. Look real good. I think Anthony Zettel has to make this team. Another late-round draft pick for the Lions. I think that you know, he could play a little bit. And he could play defensive end and defensive tackle. And, you know, played well, I thought, in the Baltimore game. So I think Zettel's got to make it. And I think Anthony Zettel and Kerry Hyder should both make the team over Gabe Wright. Now some of you are going, wait a minute, Gabe Wright, that was a mid-round, third, fourth-round draft pick. Yeah, I'm well aware of that. But I haven't seen that much of him this preseason, and even last year, to say he's a lock to make the team. But at least they've got some options. Kerry Hyder had three sacks last night. That's another guy. Can play end, can play tackle. I thought he, you know, he gave them something last night to think about. But he jumped off the page last night. He played very, very well. I thought he was very good. Three sacks in a preseason game? Impressive. Again, temper your enthusiasm because it's the fourth preseason game, but these are all at least good signs that Bob Quinn added some pieces, late-round picks, undrafted free agents that are all at least making some splash plays in these preseason games, and the Bills players weren't. So from that standpoint, I don't think that the Lions can go wrong with keeping Zettel or even Hyder, but we'll see. But there's a good chance that Gabe Wright, a guy that was drafted pretty high 2 years ago by Martin Mayhew, his roster spot could be in trouble. All right, when we know this final 53, we'll be back on with you. It's another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you. Locked On Lions has been brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets and use the promo code LOLIONS to get a $20 rebate on your first purchase. Have a great Labor Day, everybody.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.